Hi, this is Patrick Sherritt. In this topic, I want to give you a better understanding of how your brain learns, because this is the engine that drives your classroom learning and your understanding and memory retention for exams. Now, over the last 40 years, there's been more research and development into how the brain works than in the previous 400 years. Educators and brain scientists have been trying to take this new knowledge and apply it in the classroom so that you can find ways to improve your learning ability and ultimately exam performance. You see, learning is brain-based, which means that if you understand what happens in your brain when you're trying to learn something new, you can find ways to improve the process. Now, first off, learning requires attention, so that information can be relayed through your senses to your brain. An interest in a topic will help you keep your attention, so will your attitudes towards that topic. You see, your brain has a sensory selection process that chooses what allows you to notice and screens out information that you think is not important. Because your brain is literally bombarded with information through your senses, it has to select what you notice, otherwise you'd go insane. So your attitudes play a big part in this sensory selection process. So if you're doing a subject in class that you think is boring, it will screen out a lot of information. It just won't get through. Your attention will be focused on something else, maybe like drawing in your pad or thinking about what you're going to do at lunchtime. So you literally don't hear, see, touch, taste, or smell what's going on in the classroom. Your attention's switched off. Now, the best way to get your attention back on is to tell your brain what's important. And the best way to do that is simply set a goal. If you're really clear and focused on achieving a certain goal, it switches on your brain. It tells your brain what to let through and enhances your learning potential. So moving on, the information that you see, hear, touch, taste, or smell is transferred through your senses and into your brain through an electrical and a chemical process. Now, you have over 100 billion neural and supporting glial cells that start communicating with each other as you're trying to observe something or learn something. Now, neurons are a lot like little tree branches sprouting out and forming connections. The supporting neural glial cells, one of them are called astrocytes, they're star-shaped, that's how they get their name. They also play an active role in how your neurons communicate. Now, brain researchers suggest that the stronger and more permanent the connections that you have between your neurons, the easier the electrical chemical communication between the cells occurs, and the more likely you are to store your learning in long-term memory. It's currently believed that short-term memory has weaker connections that tend to fall away and the learning is forgotten. So researchers know that this process of forming connections is incredibly adaptable. The science around it is now called neuroplasticity. Neuro meaning brain cell development. Plasticity means flexible and adaptable. So you can have direct input into how your brain wires in so that your past experience does not have to equal your future experience. You can literally rewire your brain to learn more effectively, particularly in those subjects that you find most difficult. Now, with this understanding, there's a number of useful points that can help your learning and memory retention. The first reason, and the main reason why we need to rehearse information, you know, to revise or prepare for a test and exam, is to strengthen the neural and astrocyte connections. See, every time that you go over the content, it helps to strengthen communication between these brain cells, and it also enhances your memory. But you don't have to wait for exams to start revising. Researchers suggest that reviewing the material you've covered in class within 24 hours makes a big difference to your ability to remember it. So if you review it again within a week, it's even better. Now, because this process of forming connections happens through an electrical and a chemical process, you can actually improve this process by being aware of how you look after your brain. Your brain requires a lot of energy to keep you able to think clearly and to maintain concentration. So it tires quickly, causing you to lose that concentration. And this is known as neural system fatigue, or NSF. But you can help reduce the impact of NSF in quite simple ways. You see, your brain is maintained through the nutrients and the oxygen in your blood supply. Its energy comes from glucose, which is converted from natural sugars derived from the foods that you eat. So a good breakfast, for instance, can be quite important. Foods with high refined sugars, like chocolate bars, are not really helpful for sustained energy. But if you get a short hit from the sugar rush, that usually comes from the chocolate bar, it will fall away quite quickly and leave you feeling lethargic or tired. So your brain also needs water. Now usually when we wake up in the morning, we're dehydrated. Not enough water in the system, or dehydration, is believed to be a major cause of problems with concentration. You know, as our blood is 83% water, it needs the water to keep your blood carrying the nutrients effectively to the brain. Again, like high sugar foods, high sugar fizzy drinks are not good for sustained good brain functioning. You get a short burst of energy, but then you feel tired again. Now finally, your brain needs oxygen to function well. Now making sure you get regular exercise is helpful, as is simply taking some deep breaths while you study. In fact, a good breathing technique you could do right now is to take some deep breaths in through your nose and then exhale through your mouth for as long as you can. Doing this for 30 seconds helps to give your brain a good hit of oxygen. In a few moments, you'll feel yourself feeling more alert. Now here's an overview of this topic. Positive attitudes and goals towards learning will help your brain's sensory selection process allow more information in. Neuroplasticity means that you can rewire your brain to learn things previously you found difficult. All learning takes place through neural connections. Now, a repetition of learning content helps strengthen those connections between cells and therefore improves your memory. Good nutrition, plenty of water and oxygen helps your brain to sustain good functioning. My name is Patrick Sherritt. I hope you found this useful.